Announcing from every hilltop, the gospel of Christ. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Take a moment now and join us as we unleash the riches of God's Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
So grateful that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. We're continuing our study in Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah is taken into the throne room, if you will, and he sees the glory of God. It's a powerful passage. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Israel had a sense of this when the Lord had descended upon Mount Sinai. Everything went black. And remember what it said in there in Exodus chapter 19. Mount Sinai was completely in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. He came as the fire. So its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. It just engulfed the mountain. It was an awesome sight. A black, ominous cloud covered the whole top of Sinai. The smoke like that of a furnace. The only light was a massive column of fire that had set on the mountain. The lightnings flashed everywhere. The trumpet began to sound. Fire showing his holiness. Thunder and earthquake showing his undisputed power. A dark cloud covering him like a garment so that sinners could not see him lest they should die. Israel shook violently. That's exactly, dear listener, what Isaiah saw. He had never been, now listen, he had never been confronted with this in his life, with this truth. And once he understood, he perceived that glory. For the first time in his life, he finally saw God for who he is, and he finally saw himself for who he is. I don't think it would be wrong today to say that there are many listeners who have been tuning in for a while. Maybe you're just tuning in. Maybe you've been in a church for years and you've yet to comprehend this about God. You've yet to even fathom this about God. How can I know that? Israel had an awful moment that day. Isaiah had an awful moment that day. He came to a realization about himself and everyone else with fear and trembling. It came over him so much so when he realized even the angels had to cover themselves before him. How can I be in the presence of this God when I know what my life is like? And God sees everything that I do. He sees my life. And he is like this. And then the awful realization came over him of what God's people were doing in worship and how they were tolerating all this stuff that profaned the things that the angels flew around in heaven proclaiming. It was profaning. Israel was profaning the things that the angels chanted. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Isaiah's eyes had been shut to this truth for years. His heart was blinded. That is what the natural man does. He hardens his heart, not just to the attributes of God that he does not like, but he shuts up his heart against his holiness. How do you know? Let me pose this question. How do you know your heart is blinded to this? When you are more concerned for your reputation and offending someone who is profaning God's holiness, that you say nothing. And that takes a higher concern for you than the honor and the glory of God. In other words, I hear this all the time. What is that going to make us look like to others if we say that what they're doing is wrong? And I want to say, what does God think of you who are honoring a man more than him? This is what the natural man does. He hardens his heart, not just to the attributes of God he does not like, but he shuts up his own heart against his holiness. This is exactly what Isaiah saw. No one understood this about God. Everyone had forgot this about him. No one took him seriously anymore. They did not know. They did not have any idea who they were trifling with. He is extremely dangerous. He is a blaze of glory. Stamped upon Isaiah's trembling heart was the awful feeling of beware of him. The people have no idea who they are offending. That's what burdened him. So the definitive moment in his life, at the definitive moment, what happened, dear listener? Verse 5 should be the most meaningful section to anyone who's been confronted and understood what they are like before a holy God. So I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people with unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Wow. If you look at verse 5, this word for undone means to be destroyed. He had this vision, theophany, given to him, and he describes himself here as, this word for undone is very fascinating, as coming apart. He's disintegrating in the presence of God. He's being destroyed in the face of this glory. He's beginning here to feel the weight of that glory press upon his flesh. And I assure you at this point, he's on the ground. He's not singing a praise song and jumping up and down. This is Revelation 1. "Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. In the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were like white wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. And his voice, the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead." Isaiah had done what he humanly could do to cover himself before the king as he is breaking up. And what's interesting to me is what he says. He takes the judgment oracle that all the prophets would pronounce upon the people when there was impending doom coming. These woe oracles, these judgment oracles. Jesus gave a whole series of them in Matthew chapter 23. "Woe to you, Israel! Seven woes." It's something. As soon as Isaiah was confronted with the holiness of God, God didn't even have to render the verdict. His splendor did it alone. When he saw God's glory, a glimpse of it, he pronounces a judgment woe on himself. He curses himself. "Woe is me, I'm breaking apart." And then he confesses, "Because I am a man of unclean lips. My life is foul. My mouth is perverse. My life is putrid before this king. And I have nothing I can do about it. His glory is consuming me." You have to really feel how awful a moment this was for Isaiah. Dear listener, it was an awful, awful, awful moment. You know, he wasn't, as that praise song goes, "I just want to touch you. I just want to see your face. I just want to know you more." Remember that one? Isaiah wasn't saying that. Had he put his hand to God's face, he would have been incinerated. He wasn't communicating with God casually and loose. He was trembling to the point of death. And it was a terrifying realization that his entire life has fallen short of that glory, and that there is no way that he can withstand it. How opposite this is from pastors, you know, that offer salvation today. All they want to do is make people feel that God loves them unconditionally and that nothing is wrong. In fact, that's what they chant. God loves you unconditionally. In fact, it's that old legalistic stuff that makes people get on their knees. You hear about their sin. It's oppressive to talk about sin. This is the lie people have bought into. This is what they'll tell you. But did you notice what had to happen for Isaiah to finally be saved? Oh, I don't think he would ever have considered himself, not considered himself as a child of God, but something had been vitally missing. And I wonder, dear listener, what churches we're in today? And have you really thought about what Isaiah saw here? What had to happen in his life? What was missing from his life? It was a proper view of God. And here it is. Isaiah, this is so important today, had not yet lost all his confidence. Notice what he says. My lips are foul. You know what just happened to Isaiah? He has lost all of his self-esteem. Are there any counselors listening today? You know, we've had people go to counselors and they feed them with the self-help stuff. I am this. I am this. I am this. Build them up. Tell them they're good. Let them think positively about themselves. Dear counselors, Isaiah 6, my lips are foul, unclean. He has lost all of his self-esteem. He has lost all confidence in his flesh. He has come to the point of total renunciation of his whole life. And he is at the point of total despair as he finally sees God for who he is. Because it's only then that he could possibly see himself for what he is. A wretched, awful sinner. And notice what came upon him. It was the painful realization of how lost the house of Israel was. They had no knowledge of this. They hadn't considered this in their worship, in how they approached God. No consideration. A tragic thing had happened in Israel. And that's exactly what Isaiah, this pastor, had to come to see and realize as he was going to be sent. Dear listener, this is the most important message that you could hear. Have you been emptied of yourself? Have you been confronted with God's pure brilliance and holiness? And has it confronted you that you do see what your heart is? To those who've bowed the knee, tomorrow we're going to see how a sinner is justified before God. God does that to those who are humble in heart. And to those who see their need, he covers them with the blood and the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Oh, may we praise this holy God through his Son. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Blinden. We are a church where the Bible sincerely believed and faithfully taught. 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. BlindenURC.com is the website. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.